USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new poll from USA Today and Suffolk University released on Sunday contains a grim snapshot of public sentiment toward the Biden administration. Joe Biden's approval rating hit yet another new low, this time at 38%, but Kamala Harris has dropped to 28%. Harris is the least liked vice president in history. The Astroworld concert in Texas, where 8 people died and over 300 other concertgoers were injured during rapper Travis Scott's performance, was like a satanic ritual, attendees of the concert claim.
It just felt like we was like literally like in hell, bro. Like, it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like, just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd.
Scott watched his fans fall to the ground as paramedics tried to resuscitate them, but the show did not stop. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
As Democrats continue to reel from an unexpected loss in purple Virginia and a near upset in the blue state of New Jersey, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, predicted that these elections are an indication that the 2022 midterms will be very good for Republicans. McConnell told reporters while visiting his home state of Kentucky on Monday, "I think the fall of 22 is likely to be a very good election for Republicans." Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, in an appearance with host Dana Bash on CNN's State of the Union show Sunday morning, worked hard to lay blame for rising prices for crude oil, gasoline, and home heating bills on both OPEC and the U.S. oil and gas industry.
The oil and gas companies are not flipping the switch as quickly as the demand requires. And so that's why the president has been focused on both the immediate term and the long term. Let us get off of the volatility associated with fossil fuels.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Iranian drone attacks on the Iraqi prime minister's home on Sunday.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The Qaeda missiles and the Qaeda drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishments, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think what the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill him.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public school districts in Pennsylvania will be allowed to remove their mask requirement in January, Governor Tom Wolf announced Monday. The statewide mask mandate, which was imposed in early September in response to a surge in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, is set to expire January 17th. Wolf said at that time, schools may decide whether to follow the recommendations of the CDC, although his administration will continue to reevaluate the status of the school mask mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm